My name's Keith Lewis. I'm a police officer with City of Victoria. I've been there for, I'm in my 26th year. Truth is what the person who's speaking believes it to be. In other words, it isn't necessarily the same for everybody. I think people communicate differently. Some people, when they give you the truth, will stick strictly to factual truth. Other people will go beyond that and discuss deeper the truth of how they felt about something, the truth of the reasons behind things. It's not simply one or two-dimensional thing. I think individuals are very complex in their thinking. So what is truth is what the person who's speaking honestly believes. If they honestly believe that they are speaking the truth, short of being delusional from some illness or something, that is the truth. You speak to people and your little voice inside that is telling you whether the person telling the truth or not is something you don't necessarily trust in life, because maybe you're not in life other than certain careers or certain circumstances. I don't think most people are exposed to that question on a constant basis like we are. And so the only difference that I find in myself is that I trust that voice more than most people. Certainly people who are telling the truth tend to look at you. They're not afraid to expose that look, that exchange that people have. I don't know the words for it, but keeping locking eyes with somebody while you're lying is something that I think a lot of people be hesitant to do because they're afraid of giving it away. The eyes, you know, the heart, the holes to the soul or whatever you call them. I certainly think body language. I also think very quickly with the type of answers they're giving. If you ask somebody a question about something and then they take 10 minutes of describing a million little things that really don't matter, and then in the last millisecond say, oh, but no, I didn't do that. I know that sometimes people are, there's an instant chemistry with people, but I still think you need more time to fully and completely develop that trust and care and connection with somebody. So I think it's with patience, with I think being completely yourself in that relationship, because that is, I think, the biggest, in my mind, the biggest message to another person that this is a good relationship and one that you trust is that you're willing to completely be yourself, you know, open, not just talk about the things you're brave about, but also be willing to, you know, expose those frailties, those parts of your personality which are not your strengths. Being vulnerable as well, being willing to be vulnerable and not simply showing the positive and wonderful parts of your personality, showing all that dirt too.